Despite the drought forcing some off the land, many farmers are determined to hold on to their lifestyles and their livelihoods. It raises the often complex question of succession planning for family properties. Farms can be complicated businesses, and sorting this out takes expertise and patience. Reporter Leonie Mellor has travelled to Western Queensland, where she met one young grazier who says there's reason to be positive about a life on the land, even in difficult times.
It's 6 years since Sandy McKenzie, now 29, left his accountancy job in Brisbane, returning to help run the family's organic sheep station west of Erromanga in Queensland's southwest. He says the rural lifestyle and a chance to be his own boss made the decision easy.
It was good fun and I enjoyed down there, but I was always going to come home at some stage, and I suppose I thought, if I was ever going to do it, I had to do it while I was still young and had a bit of drive.
What has been hard is the big dry. The Quilpie Shire has been drought declared for 13 of the last 18 years. Sandy McKenzie.
Droughts are part of life out here, so there's no point dodging around it. You've just got to find ways to get through the next drought.
Plevna Downs is running half the number of sheep it normally would on its 110,000 hectares. But record wool prices have helped balance the books. Sandy's father, Stuart, says there's also been a huge investment in the district for wild dog fencing.
People see a real future. I've had a few people say to me, despite the lack of rain, everything is just right. Everything's prime. We just need water.
Stuart McKenzie is also the local mayor and the third generation McKenzie to run Plevna Downs.
Family farm model, I think, is still the most successful farming model in Australia, and it obviously needs succession for that to work.
But he recognises it's not as common as it used to be, with young people having more choice and properties amalgamating. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, there were just over 85,500 farming businesses operating in Australia in 2017, down from about 130,000 in 2005. Mr. McKenzie has seen it firsthand. Where there used to be 120 properties in the Shire, he says there's now about 70. He says to encourage younger generations to return to the land, parents need to pay their children a decent wage, even if it means borrowing against their property if necessary.
You've got to pay a good wage, a good standard of living. That's sort of, the start line, really.
Since 2010, Quilpie Shire's 1,000-strong population has fallen by almost a fifth. But Sandy McKenzie says he's not going anywhere. Wide open spaces, a sky full of stars. Sandy McKenzie says nothing beats it.
We've got a good little bit young community around Quilpie and Erromanga, and there's no better place to raise a family.
That's Queensland sheep farmer Sandy McKenzie with Leonie Mellor reporting.